Ezra's Hashem Sefer Daf Mem Ches, and we will begin two lines from the bottom. Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah had come up with a bunch of takanas. First, based off of the, we're digressing off of the takana that since they were misakin, that once murder became commonplace, so there was no longer a need for Egla Rufa. How did we get to Egla Rufa? That was one of the anias, one of the things that had to be said. The Lashon HaKadosh, that was coming off of the last parak in the Chol Lashon. And we were discussing that just like the idea of Egla Rufa was mevatel as soon as murder became commonplace, we know who committed the murder, we know who the gangs are, and therefore there was no need for it anymore. We discussed that the Neisaita as well became batel once it was Marmer Biznus, and then we're going to discuss some other things that became batel. Yechanan Kain Gadol Hevir Havadas Meiser. So he was Nisbatel making Vidoy Meiser. My time. Amar Yosef Echanino Fisha'ein. Because we don't give it the right way. Now, just to give you a little bit of backdrop, Yochanan Kohen Gadol lived in the times of the Chashmonaim. So after the Chashmonaim were Menatzeach over the Yevanim, so it was in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, it was, I would say from a historical perspective, like the high time. That was the time where, the grandest time in the second Beis HaMikdash, even when Ezra came back, the Beis HaMikdash was not built, was built out of Eitz and Va'avanim. It was done under the Persian rule, and then the Greeks took over from the Persians. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol is in the middle of the, you know, the heyday of the second Beis HaMikdash after the Chashmonaim have now beaten the Yevanim. So he now set out to make certain takanas. So one of the takanas he made were Lefi She'ein that were Mavatol Vidoy Meiser. My time of Yisrael Chani Lefi She'ein Neisan Tikuna, because they didn't give it the right way. Why? Rachmana Omar Di Havid Levim. The Torah said, well, who do we give Meiser Rishain to? We give it to the Levi. Anan Kli Avin Ala Kaihanim. And we give it to the Kaihanim. Why? Because when Ezra summoned the Kli Yisrael to come back for Bayis She'ini, the Levium didn't show up. The Levium didn't show up, and since they didn't show up to come, so as a kenas, Ezra said that they're going to lose Meiser Rishon should now be given to Kohanim, not to Levium. Since we don't give it to the Levium, so we no longer have Vidas Meiser. What's Vidas Meiser? Vidas Meiser is that you testify after the third year. Right? Meiser, Trumas and Meiser's work. In essentially, there's 2 3-year mini cycles and a 6-year cycle, because on Shemitah, there is no Trumas and Meisers. So, Potter from Trumas and Meisers. So, in the first year, every year you give Truma, and then there's Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, year 1 and year 2. Third year is Meiser Ani instead of Meiser Sheni. And there's 2 3-year cycles. So, after each 3-year cycle, you would be Mitzvada saying you did what you're supposed to do. That we gave it properly, we gave all the Trumas and Meisers as we're supposed to, and what Yochanan Kohen Gadol was saying was, since you can't testify that you gave Meiser properly, because Meiser Rishon is really to do it properly, like the Torah says, to be given to the Levi, not to the Kehanim, and since Ezra was Mesakeh to give it to the Kehanim, so therefore, he was Mevatel, the saying of the Vidoy Meiser. The Ludi Ashar Meisers, so why don't we, for the rest of the Meisers that we're giving properly, Truma, Meiser Ani, Meiser Sheni, why don't we have a Vidoy on that? I'm Reishakesh, it's called Ba'i. Since we're not going to say vidui on Meiser Rishon, so you don't do on the rest. My time, Rabbi Yehoshua Pasuk Parakasav Tchila, because that's the first one. That's what the pasuk starts with. It says Venasata Levi Lager LeYasam VaAlmana. That's Meiser Ani, and therefore, since there is no din of Meiser giving Meiser Rishon to the Levi anymore, since Ezra is Mevatel, so therefore you don't make the vidui at all. Called out Frushi Haba Mefarshi. It sounds like the Mestama is from the fact that they would give Meiser Rishon to the Kayin. Sounds like they were taking Trumas and Meisers. They were active in taking Trumas and Meisers. And there's a separate Zaytik reason why Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Mevatel the Vidoy. The Hatanya, though we have a Brisa that says, Afu Bitel Es HaVidoy, it's a Sefta, that says that he was also, Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Mevatel the Vidoy, V'gazer Al Demai. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was also Gazer on Demai, which is something that we mentioned later, and we'll come back to saying, we mentioned it earlier, we mentioned that in the Mishnah, it was one of the other takanas of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, was that he was Gazer on Demai. Okay, but why? Why was he Gazer on Demai? Lefi Shashanah Pahol Gvular Yisrael. He sent scouts out to figure out what were Kal Yisrael actually keeping and not. They were only separating Truma Gedoyla, Umayser Rishon and Umayser Sheni, Miktasan Ma'asun and Miktasan Ein Ma'asun. So the Olam was very makbid on Truma Gedoyla. Now Truma Gedoyla is anything. Midar Raisa, it's any amount. The Chachamim said it's 2%. It's 1 in 50. So it's a very little amount. So everybody was very machmer to take that. But Meiser Rishon is 10%. Some people, they weren't so machmer. Amar lahem, bini, bo v'amar lachem. He said, we got to get this word out. Kishim shetruma gedele yesh ba avay nisa. Just like truma gedele, you guys are super machmer on. Conveniently, because it's only a little amount. But ostensibly, the Gemara seems to say that they were super machmer, not because it was a little amount, but because the penalty is avay nisa. Guess what? Kach trumas meiser v'tevel yesh ba avay nisa. Well, trumas meiser, the other trumas and meisers also have an issue. Specifically, the din is that on Meiser Rishon, which you would take 10% of the levy. So first you take Truma, then there would be Meiser Rishon, which is 10% of the levy. On that Truma's Meiser, there is a din of Truma's Meiser, which is that the levy had to give Truma, just like the Yisrael gave Truma from the whole thing, the levy had to give Truma from the Meiser to the Kayin. And then also is a din of regular Truma, which also carries with it a penalty of Misa. So you guys, by not taking Meiser Rishon, are being Mevatel that. So Amad v'hiskim lahem. So he got up and he established halakeach peiros me'am aretz mafresh me'am meiser rishon and meiser sheni, that anybody who buys peiros, since he saw that it wasn't prevalent, that they were being very makel on taking the common folk, the am aretz was being very makel on taking the proper meisers. So therefore, he said, anybody who buys peiros from an am aretz mafresh me'am meiser rishon and meiser sheni, you have to take up meiser rishon and meiser sheni. You can't assume. Even though we do say in other places, Rav Ma'isrin Haim, that Rav were Miktasan Ma'isrin, Miktasan Ein Ma'isrin. Still, there's too many people, Yechon and Kangaro felt, who were not taking off the proper Ma'isris, and therefore he said, anytime you buy from an Amaretz, you gotta take off Ma'isr. Ma'isr Rishon, Ma'frish, Yemena, Trumas Ma'isr. So what do you do with the Ma'isr? First, take off Ma'isr Rishon, take off Ma'isr Sheni. From the Ma'isr Rishon, Ma'frish, Yemena, Trumas Ma'isr. That was the point here. We said that's an Avay Nisa, so you gotta get that Trumas Ma'isr. V'nois the Lakayin, that has to go to the Kayin. However, Ma'isr Sheni, Oilava Oichlav Yushalayim. Like any Ma'isr Sheni, you take it up and you eat it in Yushalayim. Ma'isr Rishon, Ma'isr Ani, Hamaytavi Chavera Lavaraya. Now, since it's only a Suffolk, whether or not the Amoritz would have taken it off, so it's like any Suffolk mama in a Matmechaveya Lava Raya. So like this. You have to separate it so that it's no longer a Tevel. So you separate the Meiser Rishon from the Meiser Rishon and you give Trumas Meiser, because that belongs to the Kayin. The rest of the Meiser Rishon and the Meiser Ani, which would be mama in Levi, well, Hamatmechaveya Lava Raya, and therefore, as long as you separate it, you can keep that money. But okay, what's Akasha? Al Kopanim, we see that in the Zman of Yechon and Kohen Gadol, they weren't giving proper, right? So it sounds like the whole takana was on vidoy meiser, that you shouldn't give a vidoy meiser because they were all taking it. So what are you talking about? So the Gemara says, tarti tikein, you're right, there were two takanas, tikein, tarti tikein, bitol vidoy de chaveirim, for two different classes of people. For the chaveirim, everybody has to be mavato on the vidoy because we're not giving the meiseris properly. Why? Because meiser rishon, since the zman of Ezra was, the takana was to give it to the kohen, not to the levi, as the Torah said. Therefore, you can't make the vidui because they're all the meiser on the aretz. Like we see later in the Mishnah that when you buy produce from on the aretz, you have to geizer al demai, that since this is suffolk, whether they took off trumas and meiseris. Vafu bitel asam ma'irin. So it says he was, Yechon Kado was mulvato the ma'irin and the nafin. So what are ma'irin? My ma'irin, it sounds like yellers, right? The people, the screamers. Ma'irin, the people who would awake. Okay? So, amar rachma b'chol yom v'yom sh'yo'im den levi'in al duchan, because every day the levi'in were aiming on the duchan, they would say, ura v'aimim ura l'mesishan Hashem. Why? Wake up, Hashem. Why are you sleeping? Amar lehen b'chiyeshin ofenei ha'bakam. The Yechon Kado was appalled. He said, is the Kodesh Baruch Hu be sleeping? V'hakvayim aloi kvar nema. The Pasuk says, yinei lo yonu v'lo yishon shama Yisrael. El b'zman she Yisrael shuriyim b'tzar v'dicham b'nachas v'shalva. When Kal Yisrael is in a matzav of tzar, they're in galus. And the Avodah Zarah looks like times are good for the Goyim. So l'kach nemar, that's what it means. It looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. L'kach nemar ura l'mesishon Hashem. That's why it seemed as if Ura Lamasisha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sleeping. So now, again, against the backdrop of history, the way we explained this was that, and I guess the Kasha, the Marsha asked, that the Pasuk, the B'nai Kahas establishes a Pasuk in Tehillim that the Kasim used to sing. So how could we have it in Tehillim if we're saying it's such a bad thing to intimate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was possibly sleeping? So the Marsha explains that because, again, if we go against the backdrop of history here, Yechon and Kohen Gadol, you're right, they were coming off of the Golus Rishon. Times were not so good. So therefore, the Pasuk does refer to intimates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaviyachol sleeping at this Zman Golus. Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol felt that in his day, we're no longer in Zman Golus, right? We're at the heyday of the Zman Beis Mikdash Sheni. The Chashmonaim are in charge. He's in charge. The Yidden are in charge. That Yisrael, the Yadam, was very high, and therefore we didn't need to say this anymore. That's one of the way of looking at it. The Rambam actually says the issue was that they were yelling. They would tzayak in Ura L'Mesish and Hashem. It seemed as if they were yelling at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was the problematic. It's not only what they said, but it's how they said it. And there are other mafarshim that explain that it was an issue that in the times of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the amount of tzedukim started to increase. Now, the din of the tzedukim, their Torah was they would take things literally. Now, of course, in Tehillim, this is never meant to be intimating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would possibly be sleeping. But as there became more and more tzedukim, so he was more and more chayshish, that they would translate this literally, and therefore he was mevatel the ma'irim, meaning so we don't longer say ura lemesish and Hashem. That's a neikvim. What are the neikvim? My neikvim number. Yehuda Amar Shmuel shahayu misartim le'egel. So the neikvim were people that they would cut. So if you had an egel, a calf or a shar, an animal that would be really hard to shech. So you have to shech them. And they say mikdash. So what they would do is they would cut it misartim le'egel ben karna above the eye. So kidei, right, in between the horns, kidei she yipol dam be'inam. So it should blind the animal gets disoriented, and then it's easier to shech the animal. Also, ihu, and obviously this, where they would make this cut, wouldn't make a mum, it wouldn't pass all the carbon, but it was a bad look. Also, ihu, bitol mishum demechzi kimumah. Because it looks like a mum, masisa tana, that it wasn't, that they would blind the animal, that they would scratch the animal and blind it, but rather, she chitun and say mamakles, they would mamish beat it with sticks to get the animal, right, to get a little bit of its, bull, imagine you have, to get a little bit of the edge off so they could check the kedar sha'is and so with that's the way the guy used to do it. Amar lahen, Yerchan and Kagal didn't like this. He said, Amasai atem ma'achila nevelas from his back. You're going to feed nevelas from his back. Nevelas? What kind of nevel? You're shachting it. Hashachalahu. Ela trefais. Problem is, Shem and Nikkev krum shalmayach, you're beating it with a stick. Some guy, right, might not take a body blow, but he might go ahead and hit the animal on the head, and it will pierce the membrane of the mayach of the brain, and that is in fact a treifa. Amar v'hiskam am tabayis bekarka. So he said, okay, if you got to get the animals in submission, came up with these unassuming rings, okay, and then the animals would be put in the rings, and that's how they would get chachted. Ad yamav hayipatish makav Yerushalayim. Until the days of Yerchan and Kohen Gadol, there was the sound patish, the hammers in Yerushalayim b'chol shomayim. What does that mean? Rashi on the Mishnah explains that the chachamim, we went through this extensively. Mike Cotton, chachamim, there were certain times, certain activities. That malacha that was allowed on Chol HaMoed. So if it was a davar avod, something that was going to be lost, so then we said you're allowed to work. Now we always have to be careful because on the one hand there were certain heterim tzarech harabim davar avod that where they allowed or the Torah had built in an allowance that chachamim were able to expound and really explain what was allowed. But there were certain avodas that were allowed on Chol HaMoed. But we always have to be careful because if we go too far. Even if it's technically allowed, you create a zilzal of the mayan. So until his day, the factories that had to be open because of Dabra Avod would be open, and you could hear the sound of those factories working. In his day, he said, you know what? Even though it's a Dabra Avod, and even though it's technically allowed, he was worried about zilzal, and he stopped. He shut down the factories. Nobody ever had to ask about the mai, kid amra. You know why? Because he said, there's no such thing as the mai. You always have to be chayshish, you always have to give. So he no longer needed to ask, because like we saw earlier in the Amud, he took a poll and he realized that it was that the lack of caring or taking the seriousness of Trumas and Meisers was prevalent throughout the land of Tamei Aratim, and therefore he said, always take Trumas and Meisers, misafe. Zuck the next Mishnah. Misha batla Sanhedrin, as soon as the Sanhedrin was batla ashir mi beis hamishtais, that they can no longer have music at the beis hamishtais. So first of all, what is this batla Sanhedrin? So the Gemara brings down, the Mepharshim explained, this is after Nisrabu Reitzchem, when there was a lot of murder, so they no longer wanted to prosecute capital crimes, so the Sanhedrin left. It was 40 years before the Churban. Sanhedrin left the Lishkas Gazis, and that is Misha batla Sanhedrin. They left Lishkas Gazis, and therefore they can no longer paskin capital offenses. So batla ashir beis hamishtais. So at that time, they were misaking that there should no longer be music at beis hamishtais. Now, what is beis hamishtais? Beis hamishtais is, it sounds like we would say it's like a party. In those days, beis hamishtais, and some of the places can bring this bring this down, la halacha, that beis hamishtais were the gayim had the custom where they would drink wine and listen to music. Meaning it wasn't a place of eating, but it was rather drinking wine. So don't listen to music and drink wine. We'll see some of the pesukim maybe later on after we learn some of the Gemara. to go into what the modern day halacha. Shenemar b'shir lo yishtu yayin. Again, as you see, dafka in the pasuk lo yishtu yayin. With music, you should not drink wine. Yishem esu nebiyim arishayim. Once the nebiyim arishayim died, we'll have to see where they are. But l'urim v'tumim. There was no longer a v'tumim. Mishachara beis hamikdash. This is talking about beis hamikdash. Sheni batal hashamir. So then there was, they no longer had to use. The shamir was this worm that was able to cut. So that was, it was able to cut through almost anything. And that became batal v'neifes. Sufim, we'll have to see what that is. Upasku anshei amana mi Yisrael. And there was no longer Anshe Amon, people who were trustworthy. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hashia Hashem ki gamar chassid. Okay, that gamar, there's no more, save us, there's no more chassid. Okay, so it sounds like the pasuk Anshe Amon, that we no longer had trustworthy people, or Anshe Emunah, no longer had trustworthy people in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, really, there were two different, in Anshe Emunahs, there were two different, because the Gemara in other places says that because they're Pashko Anshe Emunah, that's why the Korban came. So we say that there are two different levels of Anshe Emunah. We're going to get more into Anshe Emunah tomorrow as far as what it means in our Mishnah here, in the context of our Mishnah, but there's Anshe Emunah, people who were not trustworthy in business. That, because people stopped being trustworthy in business, that aided, that helped cause the Korban. After the Korban, we had no people who were able to be minded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two different types of Anshe Emunah. Rashi Megaleh Lomar, Hei B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua, Yom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Ein Yom She'ein Bei Klala. From the time, terrible times, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, every day there's a Klala. V'lo Yarad HaTal LeBracha LeTal, the dew never comes to the Bracha, V'nitel Tam HaPeres. We no longer have the proper taste of our fruits. Rabbi Yosi Yemer Af Nitel Shuman HaPeres. Even the Shuman, the fat, meaning they're no longer as voluminous, right? The fruits are not as juicy. He told Shimon HaPeres, and the Gemara in Tainus said, "Dachokhibo mei Shimon ben Chetach," which is in Tainus second base. So, "Mikdash hayu achitim gedolim kekoyers shashar hagadol." That we see that was taken after the second base of Mikdash. That even in times of Shimon HaChetach, they had massive koyers, like massive wheat, like the koyers, like the kidneys of a shar hagadol. So we see that even those they had extra large size produce. We lost that with the second base of Mikdash. Shimon Elazar Aimer Hatahara. When Tara was taken away, Nathlas Hareach, right? That we lost the smell of the fruits from Hamaisris, once Nutlu Shimon HaDagon, once Maisris were taken away, so then we lost the fat of the Dagon. We'll see this on tomorrow's Nachacham Raimim, Hazunos Vakshafim Kilo Esakol. That it was really the prevalence of Znus and Kshaf magic that really destroyed everything. Zaktigamar. Mimai, so again, let's go talking about song. Once Sanhedrin was Nisbato, Batal Ashiri based Mishnah. Mimai, the Mishnah Batal Sanhedrin. How do we know that the pasuk is talking about Bishir lo yishtu yayin after the Sanhedrin was nisbatos? Rabbi Huna Breidu Rabbi Yeshua, because the Amar Kra, the pasuk says zikenim mishar shavasu. The zikenim, which is obviously referring to the Sanhedrin, mishar shavasu, they rested, meaning they left the shar. Bachurim in ginas zikenim mishar. Once they left the shar shavasu, bachurim in ginasam, they stopped singing. Okay, so again, we see that they stopped singing after the Sanhedrin was in Spatel. Amar Rav, Udna de Shama Zimra Ta'aker. Any ear that listens to music, that hears music, Ta'aker, should be uprooted. Amar Rav Zimra Bebesa Churba Besifa. That if there is music in a house, there's going to be Churba, right? There's going to be the house from the Sifa, which is the entrance of the house, the Skufa, the entrance of the house, will be destroyed. Shenemar, Kol Yushari Bechaloin, Charav Besaf Ki Arazam. When you hear called Yeshurim Bechaloin through the window, when you hear music coming through the window, Cherev Basaf, there'll be desolation, destruction. Ki Arza, like the cedar work, Ira, is a city. My Ki Arza, what do you mean that the cedar wood of the house is a city? What does that mean? My Ki Arza, Ira? Amar Rav Yitzchak, Bayis HaMesubach Ba'arazim, even a house that sits on strong cedar wood, Iri, it's a city. El Afilu Bayis HaMesubach Ba'arazim, even a very, very strong house that's well built, if you're playing music, Misereya will become weakened. Amar Rav Ashi Shema, Minaki Mascha Churva B'Sifa Mascha. We see, from the fact that we said, where's the Cherev coming from? The Sifa, the Askufa, the entrance. So we see that when the houses get destroyed, it starts at the Pesach. Shenemar Cherev B'Saf, V'Iba Yisema Mehacha. Or you could say that the Pasuk says, V'Shia Yukas Hashar. We see again that Shia is a Lashon of desertion, Yukas, and something that gets destroyed, hit. Yukas is hashar. It starts with the gate. Amar Rav Ashli Dichazili. I saw an empty house with shade of nachachi tura, and it looked like a bull had went wild in there. Amar Rav Huna Zimra de Nagdi Udevakri. So we said that you're not allowed to listen to music of Beis Mishdais. Amar Rav Huna Zimra de Nagdi Udevakri. The music that the people who would work on the boats, they had the ferries, Udebakri, and the plowers. So they would use music to keep the shvarim going and in line. They would have, it was rhythmic to a certain music beat. Again, these were instances where they used the music for work purposes. That's allowed. The gardai, however, of the weavers who would just listen to music so that they had something to do while they were weaving, was mindless work, that they would be able to enjoy the music. That's music for enjoyment. That's going to be asur. Rav Huna batal zimra. In his days, he said no music at all. And kameya avzi, he was zeicha in his times to have a tremendous shefa bracha. Kameya avzi bezuza, that you could buy 100 geese for one zuz, umeya sa chiti bezuza, or 100 sa of chitin for one zuz. So again, it was a tremendous shefa, much plenty, and therefore the price of stuff went down. Everything was very cheap. You could buy good stuff for cheap. You're cheap, v'lo yibay. Right? And nobody, you couldn't find any buyers, meaning it was so plentiful. Us, Rav Chista Zalzalibay, he kind of was mezalzal in the takana of Rav Huna. He said, you don't have to keep it, you can listen to music. And everything shot up, that shefa went away, and everything became very expensive, that even if you wanted to buy just one goose for an entire zuz, whereas before in the May Shefa, you can get 100, and there were no buyers, that's how much everybody had here. Even if you wanted to buy just one goose for a zuz, it wouldn't be found. Amar Rav Yosef, Zimri Gavri Va'ani Nashi Pritzusa. So if the man, in regards, we're talking about some dinim in regards to singing. So if the men are the ones that start the song, and the women are ani, they respond. Okay, like for instance, they respond. Pritzusa, that's a pritzusa. Okay, Zimri Nashi Va'ani Gavri. However, if the women are the ones singing and the men have to listen, pay close attention to the women's voices so they know when it's their turn to sing, that is Ke'esh Va'ani Gavri, since the men are answering responsibly, Ke'esh Binu Ureis. Okay, that's terrible. Like fire burning flax, meaning as far as the Yetzer Hara. You have to pick your battle. So if you have to stop one of these practices going on, if they were both going on, meaning sometimes you had men singing and women listening, so that's not as much pretzus because the men are singing. Yes, the women are singing, but the men aren't listening. They don't have to pick up. It's not responsive from where the women are. When the women are singing, the men sing and the women sing. So yes, the men might hear it. But here, where the men are answering responsively to the song of the woman, so they have to pay very close attention, that's much, much worse. So if you could only stop one, we know obviously you're going to stop the much worse one. I'm Rav Yechon Kol Shesu Ba'ar B'minei Zemer. Anybody who drinks wine with the Shesu Ba'ar B'minei Zemer, so again, or anybody who utilizes these following types of musical instruments, maybe chamish puranis la'ilam, is going to bring five punishments to the world. Shenemar as the pasuk says, hoy mashkimei babeker, schar yirdevu, those who wake up in the morning, schar yirdevu, they chase the schar me'acharei, v'neshef yayin yadikim, v'haya, and what does the pasuk say in Yeshaya? Kinor v'novel, toif v'chalil, those are four types of instruments. Harp, lyre, it's like a little harp, toif, cymbals, chalil, flute. Four types of instruments. The yayin mishteyan, that's Paul Hashem. So again, we see that this is Zimmer. They say yayin mishteyan, that's Paul Hashem liyabitu, the work of Hashem. They don't look at like sevacharav. So again, what's the punishment for indulging together with wine in these four instruments? Lachin gala ami v'blidas shagarmin galasan. That's number one. Uch voidai misay rav. Shemivin rav loyim. So again, number one, they bring galas. Number two, they bring famine. The hamaynoi tzacha sama. What does that mean? And what's thirsty? Shagarman the Torah, Shetishkach Melandao. They cause the Torah is forgotten. Ayishach Adam Ayishbal Ish Shagarman Shiflis the Son of Shakarish Baruch. They cause a certain shiflis to Akarish Baruch, said Lashin Sagidar. Vein Ish Akarish Baruch, Shinamas as Bakhtis Hashem Ish Melchana. Vein Egvayim Tishaf Lena Shagarman Shiflis the Yisrael. So those are the five punishments. They cause Gaulis. They bring famine. They cause terror to be forgotten, and they cause a shiflus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and cause a shiflus to Bnei Yisrael. Maksiv Achra, what does it say? Lachin hichriva sha'ul, hichriva sha'ul nafsha, that essentially by giving in to these desires and listening to music, you have caused Gehenim to widen its appetite. Upara pion opens its mouth, levli chayk without limit. Okay, v'yared hadara v'hamayna v'sha'ina v'alazba. And they're going to go in there, meaning that, again, this is a very bad thing to listen to music while you're drinking wine. Now, in regards to halacha lamaisa, so I'll just mention quickly a few halachas in regards to that. There is two levers or two discussions here. Number one, is it shira? So just remember, we discussed it based on mishtais, which is a place where they drink wine. So we'll have to get to what about eating, what about music in general. So the question is also, again, is it dafka based on mishtais, or is it And that's one question. And is over here we're mentioning the kli, like the pasuk said, all the terrible five punishments you're going to get the kli. What about the pet? So Rashi and Tesis, and really we're going to have the sugya in Gittin as well. They say that even the pet's usher, but it's only the base hamishtois, and that's how the Ramah paskins. The Rambam in two different places says two different things. Rambam in the Yad says that Bepeh is the base hamishtois, but Shira the kli would be even in a house would be usher. The Rambam in the Tshuvas brings down that he says that base hamishtois is la dafka. It's always going to be usher, both b'shira, both Bepeh. And the place can bring out again, like we said, this is din specifically the Gemara and the Mishnah, in the times of the Mishnah, this was something that was prevalent when they would be drinking wine, b'lo achila, okay, and that was, so it was, they would sip wine and listen to music, that was the worst. That was when it was. The Rif says that, and this is, you know, definitely a big heter, that if it's divrei shiras v'shishpachos and a zichron of chastei Hashem, then the minig is that the Bnei Yisrael could sing that L'kol Neginas, L'kol Simcha, and that is how it's possible in different places, that if the Pesukim of what you're singing about is Shiras and Shishpachot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it'll be okay. And the Ramah also possible is Tzarech Mitzvah, it would be okay. Now Ramesha is a famous Tshuva, early Tshuva of Ramesha, and he discusses, he was actually very, very machmer about it. He says, first of all, that a Baal Nefesh should be machmer, even like the Rambam with Tshuvas, meaning that it should be Aser no matter what. He says that it could be in Beis HaMishta B'Badei Aser, but let's say if it's a Sudas Mitzvah, so the Lashon that Tesis brings when he discusses Sudas Mitzvah is Beis Chasun, Beis Kawa. Question is, you know, would that apply to an event where you're raising money for Tzedakah? Ramesha says he's not sure. He debates it. And in regards to listening on the radio, he says that with a Kli is going to be Aser. It's only B'Peh that would be Mutter. And so Ramesha was very, very machmer when it came to listening to music. Again, we, you know, if it's songs, there is definitely a Yishal Milismach. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi, but there's definitely a Yishal Milismach. If the songs are Shiras Tishbachas, that would seem to be better. Anyways, let's move on to the next part of the Mishnah. Mishnah Mesu Nevi'im HaRishonim. When the Nevi'im HaRishonim died, so we lost the Urim B'Tumim. My Nevi'im HaRishonim. Who's the Nevi'im HaRishonim that were the last ones that had the Urim B'Tumim? I'm Rav Huna Zed David B'Shmol B'Shloima. It's David Shmol and Shloima. Nachman Omar. So very early, right? It was before the David Shmol and Shloima. Essentially thinking, what we're thinking at this point is that once the Malchus split, so that we no longer had the Urim B'Tumim. Shloima was the last one where the Malchus wasn't intact. The May of his son, the Malchus split. You had Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael. Nachman Amar Bimei David. It was Bimei David, Zimnin Salik, Zimnin Lai Salik, and even it was intermittent. This Urim B'Tumim didn't always work with Bimei David. Why? Sharei Shal Tzadak Ba'also Loi. We have certain instances in the Bimei David, Tzadak did ask Urim B'Tumim and it worked for him. Shalav Yasser Ba'Loi Also Loi Shenem Arbi Alav Yasser. So we see that even Bimei David, even though you're saying that we had the Urim B'Tumim through Shloima, but even we make David, there were sometimes it was intermittent, it didn't work. Masad Rabbi Bershmol, Vayihilu Drisha Lekim, Koyime Zechariah, who was later, much later, and it says that we would be Drisha Lekim, Hamevin Biro'es Lekim, who understood how to see a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Ma'la Burim B'Tumim. When we're saying that we had the ability to be Drisha Lekim, to ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu, well, normally the way to ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu would have been the Urim B'Tumim, so the Mercy is Loi B'Nevi'im. That was Nevi'im, and in this, at this point in the Gemara, we're saying that when did we lose Urim B'Tumim? That was after David, Shmuel, and Shloima, so Zechariah would not have had it. Tashma, affect the Gemara, Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, Rishain, after the Churban Rishain, Batlu Arei Migrash, so we lost the Arei Migrash, meaning the Levium, who were not all of Bnei Ezra, that was not restored when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, they lost Arei Migrash, where the Torah spoke about it. We had it in the Mishnah recently discussing whether it was 1,000 or 2,000. It was a stira, one of the stiras we had earlier in the Misafta. But the Arei Migrash were that you had to leave open green land around the cities of the Kohanim. So that became Bato. Upasku Urim V'Tumim, we lost Urim V'Tumim. So we see, when did we lose Urim V'Tumim? At the Chorban, concurrent with the Chorban of Bayis Rishon. Not, that's going to be our Kasha, not after David, Shmuel, and Shlomo. Upasuk Malach be Beis David, and we no longer had a king for Beis David. And if a person tries to tell you, Vayomer Hatashasta, then that Lahem, that Daniel said to them, that you're not going to be able to eat Kachim until we have the Umim Tumim again. So it sounds like, even Bimei Ezra, later on, that there was going to be an Umim Tumim. Amar Lo, you tell him, no, that Daniel was pushing off, saying, you know when you'll be able to eat it? When Mashiach comes, God of Shabbat Chaver, actually Yichyu Mason Biyavim Mashiach Ben David. That really, just like when Mashiach comes, at some point in the distant future that you can't count on, so too when the Urim B'Tumim counts, it's not coming back.
That's what we're saying. Ella Amar Renach Bar Yitzchak Ma'an Neviim Rishonim. So again, what's our kasha? Our kasha is, as we said, Neviim Rishonim, which is when the Urim V'Tumim was lost, was after David, Shmuel, and Shlaima. We see it's not true. It was after Churban Bayis Rishon. Ella Amar Renach Bar Yitzchak Ma'an Neviim Rishonim. Lafuki Mechag Ezchari Melachi De'achrinim Inhu. That it was. What we were saying is, it went. You're right. It went to the end of Churban Bayis Rishon. When we had the Churban, we lost it. And who are the Neviim Rishonim? What we're saying is Misha Mei. So what we're saying is all the Neviim up to through the first place of Mikdash until Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, who were the later Neviim, they did not have it. Okay, just before them, concurrent with Bayis Rishon, is when the Urim Tumim was lost. Deitanu Rabbanon, Misha Mei Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Nistachu Ruach HaKadosh Mi'Yisrael. Because when Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi died, so then Ruach HaKadosh was removed from Yisrael, because we lost the Urim Tumim. Rafa Pikein, Hayu Mishtamshu Baskol. Okay, but we did get a Baskol. We still had a chelak of Nevuah, and some explain that what's Baskol? Baskol is if like the daughter of, meaning as if it's like a mini Nevuah. That it's what's left over from the Urim V'Tumim was the Av, right? That was the father of Nevuah. And this is a Baskol, it's like a mini Nevuah. Shatam achas hayu besubim ba'liyas beis Gurya. That they, one time they were sitting in the attic of beis Gurya. B'richei nasaleim Baskol, minashmai, Baskol kemeva amra, yesh b'chem adam echad shirayi, shetesh shechina sa'alav. There is someone here who's Rai that the Shechina should be shere on him. Ela she'in derin Rai l'kach. However, the generation is not worthy. He, Altim himself, we would bring back Ruach HaKadosh. Nasrei name, the Hillel HaZaken, they figured out it was Hillel HaZaken, Shemes, and he, when he died, they were maskedim, hefbiduhu, hechasid, heyanav. And this chasid, this anav, tamidah shel Ezra. Okay, the hechasid, heyanav was the lashon that they would use for the most chash of people. Okay, in the heft, they were sitting another time in Yavne, and Baskol came out, there is somebody in your midst who is Roy, off him that Nevuah should come, but the Dor is not worthy. Nasrei name it Bishmuel HaKatan, who was an early Tana, they realized it was Shmuel HaKatan, when Shmuel HaKatan died, they gave him this Chashav Hespit of Hey, Anav, Hey, Chasid, Tamidah, Shel Hillel. The Afu Amar, he also said, Bishasmi Sasai. So when Shmuel HaKatan was dying, and we see that he did in fact have some Chelek and Nebuah, because he said the following. He foretold, Shimon, B'Yishmael, L'Charba, Shimon and Yishmael, referring to Rabbi Shimon, the Nasi, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Kain Gadol, referring, these were two of the Asriya and Magas, he said that they were going to get killed by the sword. The Chavroi, L'Katala, and their friends are going to get other misas, like Rabbi Akiva was misarek with cones of barzel. Okay, so he essentially foretold that certain malchus for shar ama leviza, and there's going to be right. The government is going to loot Kla Yisrael va'akan sagian asidin lemisi al ama, and there's going to be terrible tragedies that are going to befall Kla Yisrael. So he foretold all of this. How was he able to? Because we see that he was Roy, he had some chelek and nevuah. Vafer Yehudim and Baba Bikshu Loimar, what we're talking about, people who they were maspid, hey onav, hey chasid, were on such a high level that they almost reached kamat to the level of nevuah. They themselves may have reached it, even though the dar wasn't Roy, so they didn't necessarily get it. But we had another person who also, one of the Asuri Ahugay Malchus, who also reached that level. Vafer Yehudim and Baba Bikshu Loimar, hey chasid, and they wanted to give him that same hesped, el shun nitrefa sha'ah. It was a bad time to do it. Shane Maspidin on Ruge Malchus, because he's one of the Ruge Malchus. If the government just condemned somebody to death, put him to death, it would look bad for Klal Yisrael. As Rashi explains it here, it would look bad for Klal Yisrael to get up and go give tremendous respect to somebody who is considered an enemy of the state. So therefore, it was dangerous for them to do it. So they couldn't do it. But really, Rabbi Yudim and Baba was on the level of a Hei Chassid Hei Yonim. Yishchar Beis Mikdash Batal Hashemir. Once the Beis Mikdash. And the Mefarshim says, second Beis Hamikdash, we no longer had the Shemir. The Shemir was a worm used for cutting stone. Tanarabanu Shemir, Shebay Banar Shlomas Beis Hamikdash. That's what Shlomo used to build the Beis Hamikdash. And as the Pasuk says, the Habayit Fi Banasai Evan Shlema, Masa Nivna. It was quarried stone. Hadivarim Kiksavim Divir Yehuda. So what we're saying is like this, that the stones came out of the ground, and they went directly from the mine. They didn't have to go to a factory to get reworked. They went directly from the quarry where they were mined, and they were used. How was that happened? Because concurrent, right, when they were cutting the stones out, so the Shamir, they sent the Shamir in, they told him what dimensions the Shamir worm, right, they set it up, and then the Shamir was like a modern-day robot, and it went ahead and cut the stone. So they were able to take the stone directly from the quarry, from where they mined the stone, and put it in the base of Mikdash. The pasuk says, "Kol eila abanim yikarais." You can't say that it came directly from the quarry that was cut ayde the shamir, but rather the pasuk says, "Kol eila abanim yikarais migareres b'magera." It was filed down, meaning they had to cut, measure, and file down the stones. So according to Nechemya, what do you mean that there was no sound of them working the stone? There was no factory sound. They didn't have to manufacture. No manufacturing sounds. No, it means that in Yerushalayim, because they would take the stones out, so they would take the stones out, and they would fix them, and then when they were all ready, then they would bring them in. The point wasn't that they didn't have to work on cutting the stones, right, with chisels and the like, but rather they just wouldn't do it in there. It's strong, that's in Yerushalayim, and that's why in Yerushalayim, and that's why the sound wasn't heard. So we have a fundamental machlokes: was the shamir used for the stones of the Beis Hamikdash? Amar Rebbe, near the Rebbe Yehuda ba Avnei Mikdash, the Rebbe Yehuda for the Avnei Beis Hamikdash, that he's right. It was the shamir driven Nechemya ba Avnei Beisai. For the palace, the royal palace, yeah, they would chisel the stones, but again, there was a restriction on chiseling stones in Yerushalayim. They would do that outside Yerushalayim, for not for the stones of the Beis HaMikdash, but for the stones of the royal palace. From Nechemya, Shamir, Lamayal. So according to Nechemya, if the Shamir wasn't used for the stones, so then what was it for? You can't write onto the, we're talking about the Avnei Hashayam, right, the Avnei Kisav that were on the Ephod of the Kohen Gadol. So you can't say that you wouldn't write on the stones with ink. It had to be etched. It had to be stamped, engraved. The names of the Shvatim had to be engraved on the Avnei Ephod and the Avnei Shayim. You couldn't use a chisel because a chisel would remove part of the stone. You would have whatever got chiseled out would have to get removed from the stone. Yishim Shenemer, because the pasuk says they have to be complete. So how would they do it? So they would write with ink, umarin lahen shamir bibachutz, and then the shamir, they would put the shamir, so they use the shamir for the Avnei Shayim. That's going to be the answer. And the Avnei Eifay, but what would they do? They would essentially, with ink, they would put where they wanted the letter, then they would put the shamir there, and the shamir would follow the ink. It would cause stones to crack, like a fig that splits in the summer. It splits but doesn't lose anything. So that's the way the shamir worked, was it was able to still maintain bimilui sum, where it was full, because it wasn't done by etching, where you remove part of it, but rather it was able to expertly crack it so that it wasn't chas or anything. And like a valley cracks, you must have the inechaserikum, doesn't lose anything. Tanarabana, Shamir is a briasukisa'ira. It's a bria, a tiny worm that is the size of a barley suit. Bishishis mea bracious nibra was created, one of the original creations, shishis mea bracious. They ain't called over kasha yahalama bifana. It can cut through anything. But memishamrin, if it can cut through anything, how do you keep it? It'll cut through whatever container you put in it. So the Gemara says, no, you use the old method of kirchenase bespugin, you wrap it with sponges of tzemer, shel tzemer, manichan esay ba'antichi, shel eva, you put it in a tube of lead, malaya subi sa'irin. So it has subi sa'irin, you have some bran, a barley bran, that it's able to eat, so it has what to eat, and that's how they keep it in these special tubes and store it away. Amar Rav Ami Mishachar Mikdash Rishon, but la shira pardina, that once the first place of Mikdash was destroyed, so we lost the silk of paranda, that special silk, paranda. Shiras paranda is a special type of silk. It was chugas lavana and white glass, which you know is very expensive. Tanya nami hakim mishachar beis mikdash, but was shira paranda is chugas lavana. The rechet barzo, not only did he use the special type of paranda silk and white glass, but also rechet barzo, proper ayin cheres. Vishem or af yayin karish, also yayin karish, which is a delicacy, okay, hardened wine in a way that it was something that they would eat. Habam mish sinir, hadoimiki guli drela, which was like guli drela. And actually, the Mefarshim bring down that you can't say that it was batel lagamri, because we find instances throughout Shas where the Amoraim had the Shirayim Paranda and the Zchuchas Lavana, had the Gemara and Brachas, right? One smashed one in anger, one of the Amoraim. So again, you can't say bitlu lagamri, but we say bitlu means that it was no longer as prevalent. It became something that was very, very expensive. And in fact, whenever we see these things brought in the Gemara, it's in the context of saying that they were very expensive, and they just were not as commonplace. And that's what happened after the Chorban. Next. My Neifes, so the other thing that we lost with the Chorban bias was Neifes Tzufim. So what is Neifes Tzufim? Amarav, it's Seilish Safal Gabe Nafa.
It's the type of flour that was so fatty, that was such good flour, that it would float on top of the sieve. The sieve has little holes, and the idea is that the flour, the good flour, should come through. Well, this flour would daimonly isash and lusha b'dvash v'shemen. Since it would, the flour was naturally so gesund, it was like it had dvash and shemen, so it was unable to get through the holes of the sieve. The lady Amr Shteki Karas and Bakas Batanor, there were two loaves that were put in the tanor, v'tfuchos u'boyos hachmegiyaz u'luzu. Tzufim is the lashon of spread out, that the loaves would spread and they would essentially get combined into one, because again they were such, there was so much bracha in the food there. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar said Dvash haba min ha tzufim, it's the honey that comes from the high mountains. Name Ashkatan Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes explained the nizin de briyasa, the bees go up b'shaitin berume alma, they fly all the way to the highest heights. Umaisin dusha me isve tura. And on this mountain, the high vegetation honey, the bees were the high vegetation, the bees would hang out, and they would produce honey there. Tanan Hasa. Now this is a Mishnah that we had most recently in Mishnah Machshirim, but we also had it most recently in Nazir. Kol HaNitzak, anything that's poured is going to be tar. And what we mean is like this. Let's say you are pouring something from a Tahar Kli into a Tummy Kli. So from the top, it's coming out of the Tahar Kli, and you have a strand going down. So anything that pours, that has a viscosity that's going to pour. So what we're going to say is we don't view the two kalim, we don't view the strand that's going from the top tahar kli to the bottom tummy kli as if it's going to be metame the upper kli. It's not going to go back up, travel back up the stream, because it's a nitzik. Anything that streams, it's only going to go down with gravity, and therefore it's tahar being poured into tummy, and the top kli is not going to become tummy, except for chutz midavash zithin, except for this honey, which was so thick. We discussed in Nazir whether it was a thickness or it was any type of food in general, and a din of food, but it's so thick that it wasn't considered like a stream, and therefore it would connect to Kalim, which means that the Tumah would come up, back up the stream from the bottom Kali and go back up to the top. Okay, so that is called Nitzatar Chutz Midvash Zifim. V'Hatzapichim. My Zifim. What is Zifim? What is this Dvash Zifim? We're discussing now a festive type of honey. Amar Rav Yechon Dvash Zim is Zifim Bud. It's honey that you can cheat, meaning that it is so thick and so strong that you could water it down a little and sell it on the market as honey, and everybody will pay full price. So it gives itself off to cheating other people. No, it's from the name of the place. It says, the pasuk says, we see a similar example that Zifim is the name of the place. We see the same achlekes, that some say it's those that, again, cheat, mezaifin. Zif, v'telem of Alai, so we see that Zif is one of the names of cities as recorded in the Pesukim. We have this machlekes, again, when we say Zifim, does it refer to the fact that it could be used, it aids the cheaters, could be used for cheating, or do we say that it's the name of a city? Stop here.